Ani DeFranco has a new album out. That is not news. Since her first album in 1990, the songwriter, guitarist, poet, vocalist has made 15 albums full of songs that connect to increasingly wider audiences.
And I am not an angry girl, but it seems like I've got everyone fooled. Every time I say something they find hard to hear, they chalk it up to my anger, never to their own fear.
Ani DeFranco's latest CD is a double disc called So Much Shouting, So Much Laughter. Ms. DeFranco joins us from member station KUT Austin. So much shouting, so much laughter, so much live recording. This
Tell me
double,
about it.
Yeah, it's culled from a lot of concert tours that you made all over the place from the year 2000 to 2002, huh?
Yes. You know, rather than set up a big recording truck and record one night perfectly, I dragged around a couple of ADATs and recorded a whole lot of shows imperfectly.
Yeah, and you call them, because they're all live recordings, flawed, and that's fine with you.
Well, I mean, what in life isn't? Touring is about dealing with adversity and then the chaos of the moment, and so that is audible, which is something that I am kind of fond of.
Pick for us an example of that.
There's a song on these new records called Shrug, a new song of mine, which has yet to come out on a studio album. And the recording on the live record is the first time we ever played it.
Is it just the side effect of this dirty drug? Or does each apology sound more like a shrug?
Ani DeFranco, you first picked up a guitar when you were 9 years old, and by 14 you were performing songs you'd written in clubs, coffee houses. You grew up in Buffalo, New York. Your very first audiences, you probably hate this term, were Gen Xers and some Gen Yers as well. But here you are, all grown up now.
X-Yers. X-Xers, a lot of those.
But now yeah. Here you are, you're 31 years old, and I wonder what that means to you, and also your audiences. Have they grown up along with you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was out there before that term Gen X was born. I was driving around in my little Volkswagen going campus to campus. And since then, the audiences have certainly grown and matured, I think, as I have, I hope. And the depth of my relationship with my audience has really grown. So.
There's a song you do called What, How, When, and Where. It reminds me of the basic tenets of journalism. All the things you have to tell in your first
yeah.
paragraph. Who, what, when, where, why, yeah. and how. The five W's.
Introduction,
and the
conclusion. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But I like the rhythms of this one.
What
did you think you were doing? How and how did you think this would go? When you showed up on my radar, when the air did you think you would show?
That tune actually started with the rhythmic feel and then the guitar riff that I started making up, and sort of atypical of most of my work, which is kind of based in the writing, songwriting. This one, the words were more, you know, extemporaneous, and it was about the groove and, you know, what the band was doing.
Yeah, but you certainly are known as a performer who does not mince words. You sing your mind, you really do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a song on this album that you wrote shortly after the 11th of September. You call it Self-Evident. And you write about your language, a building so tall that it will always be there. It's part of a pair.
On a morning beatific in its Indian summer breeze, on the day that America fell to its knees, after strutting around for a century without saying thank you, please.
Ani DeFranco, you made this recording in Ann Arbor, University of Michigan. The audience is cheering. What are you saying in this song that is sparking those cheers?
Oh, so many things. I mean, later on in that same poem, I sort of list, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Number one, George W. Bush is not president.
Number two, America is not a true democracy. And number three, the media is not fooling me, 'cause I...
And to hear the recording from that night, or from any night, really, that I perform this poem on stage, the audience reaction to that statement, for instance, is overwhelming. That is, in my mind, the most remarkable thing. The realization over and over that I am so not alone in these sentiments that we just don't see expressed in the media, mm-hmm. yet we all hold them.
You can keep the propaganda. You can keep each and every TV that's been trying to convince me to participate in some prep school punk's plan to perpetuate retribution.
That's what struck me listening, that you are one of the few to come out publicly and in art with criticism of the U.S. after September 11th and criticism of the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm. I know I feel an urgency to speak to my disillusionment and my anger over all of the aggression and the regressive tactics of our government these days. And like so many of us, I am searching for others to do the same.
You know, here you are, a singer, mixing politics and music. You know, there is a rather long and distinguished history in that kind of mix.
For me, it's almost hard to talk about an intersection because they are not separate. And for me, I guess when I look around the world, everything is political. And everything has a music to it. I guess when I am expressing myself, I'm never thinking about that relationship so much as I am just fully in both of those ways of perceiving.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ani DeFranco, her new double disc album from the label she founded, Righteous Babe Records, is called So Much Shouting, So Much Laughter.
And he said the chickens all come home to roost. Malcolm Forcast.